Country Club FM.
Neil from Florida. I'm Jim here in the Bob Studios, the headquarters, the epicenter of Bob Country. And if you missed it here earlier today, Punxsutawney Phil at Gobbler's Knob saw his shadow. Six more weeks of winter. Bob FM, good luck with that.
Right.
I hope everybody manages and plan accordingly, certainly. That means probably go out and buy another snowmobile suit. Right, Neil?
Yeah, why not?
It's brought to you by American Pressure. American Pressure, huge inventory of pressure washers, washer parts, accessories. American Pressure ships the same day, and their service techs come right to you to get your machines fixed and working just like they should. American Pressure in Robbinsdale. Go to AmericanPressure.com. Spray it, don't say it. Just like Eddie Montgomery, the doctor told him his ticker was working like it should. You got to get those American Pressure pressure washer machines fixed and working like they should if they aren't, which isn't often. Those things are pretty reliable from what I hear. But when they do break down, you go to AmericanPressure.com
sure.
for more information. Today's Bob Almanac, we have some significant, Bob Almanac salutes today.
No, that's not it.
What else can we be forgetting?
Kevin!
Yeah, what? They forgot the kid. Not once, twice. I think they made three of those movies. I can't remember. I lost count. So three times they left him. So, you know, once is kind of, an accident. Second time is a coincidence. Third time, do you really want the kid? I think is the question you need to ask.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a hard question.
At that point in time, I think there's a message that is being sent. But Catherine O'Hara, the actress, dead at just 71, she had a brief illness. I hadn't heard that she was... Maybe I wasn't looking close enough. I didn't hear that she was ill, but it was a brief illness. She started as that great troupe. I mean, she was part of that group coming out of SCTV, Second City TV, with John Candy, with Joe Flaherty, with Eugene Levy, with Bob and Doug McKenzie, Dave Thomas and Rick Moranis, and so many other great actors, actresses, and comedians. Mm-hmm. And she's actually on Saturday Night Live for a week. And I can't remember if she got fired or quit. But she wasn't a good fit at SNL. But there she is in Home Alone, and she was in that Bleeps Creek show. Bleeps Creek?
Yes, yes.
Bleeps Creek, which is hilarious. Won an Emmy for that. Just 71. Neil, your thoughts on Catherine O'Hara?
Fine actress. Did a nice job. I was shocked when I heard that.
Right.
I hadn't heard how old she was, but I thought she cannot be, that far up. Mm-mm. So... sad news right there.
Also, we lost a dummy.
That's a terrible way to treat somebody to come over and spend the evening with you.
Yeah, and keep you away from doing your work.
I did my work. What do you want me to do?
What do I want you to do? Why don't you clean up outside? You know what that junkyard looks like? A junkyard.
Yeah, we lost Lamont here on this date. DeMond Wilson.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Yeah, that's sad. Love Lamont. He and, of course, Fred C. Fred, was it C. Stanford? Fred, what was the middle initial? Anyway, Fred Sanford, Sanford and Son, of course. And he played Lamont. He played his son on the show with Red Fox. Just a fabulous show. He passed away.
How old was DeMond?
He passed away Friday at his home, Southern California, in the Coachella Valley. I was close to him. I was in Palm Springs the Coachella Valley earlier in January. So I wish I would have known this. I would have visited Lamont. But his death was confirmed by his son. He had prostate cancer.
Oh.
And he was 79.
All right.
And now they're both gone, but not forgotten. You big dummy. Now he's up there, and now he'll be, Red Fox will greet him at the pearly gates. You big dummy, Lamont, right?
Yes.
Because Red Fox had the big one.
Yes,
and
he did.
He's up there with Elizabeth.
Yeah.
So here today, Monday, February 2nd, the 33rd day of the year, this date, 1863. our guy Samuel Langhorne Clemens began using a pseudonym. That way he could go out in public. He could write books and go, "You look like Mark Twain." "No, I'm Samuel Clemens." Mark Twain used the pseudonym. You know what we also like to say about pseudonym, Neil? We got another term for that.
Also known as?
Nom de plume.
Nom de plume, yes,
which I think is Latin, Spanish, French, something like that. 1863. This date, 1887. Today is Groundhog's Day. This tradition has been going on since 1887. Mm-hmm. 1887, Gobbler's Knob. Unfortunate name. Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Right. Ned Ryerson was there for the very first one.
Wow.
Ned Ryerson stepping into the big old puddle of parsley. I think that puddle had ice chunks in it in the movie. Did it not when he stepped in there?
Yes. Yes.
Phil Connors. 1887.
The fine insurance salesman.
He was. He was. Yeah. He had to be top of the line, probably the top insurance salesman in Punxsutawney, certainly at least that region of Pennsylvania. This date, 1976.
Well, what is it?
There's only one thing in the mountains that leaves a track like this.
My people named him Sasquatch. You call him Bigfoot.
Colonel Steve Austin came face to face with Bigfoot for the first time. This date, 1976. I love this episode. I go back and watch it. Andre the Giant is Bigfoot. And Sasquatch.
Again? You still think Bigfoot's a hoax?
No, it's not.
$6 million man can handle him.
And Bigfoot, I hope this isn't a spoiler, actually turned out to also be bionic. He was put there by aliens.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I didn't.
Bigfoot, $6 million man. It was a... I don't call that a story arc or a multi-episode story arc on $6 Million Man. It was a ratings bonanza. It truly was. That was this date in 1976. And then 2004.
My decision to change the Super Bowl performance was actually made after the final rehearsal. MTV, CBS, the NFL had no knowledge of this whatsoever. And unfortunately, the whole thing went wrong in the end. I am really sorry if I offended anyone. That was truly not my intention.
I didn't see anything wrong with it.
No.
Everything was covered. So calling it classless, crass, and deplorable. Federal Communications Commission Chairman Michael Powell, this was a day after the wardrobe malfunction, he ordered an investigation into that Super Bowl 38 halftime show with Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake. And during the halftime break, well, we know what happened to our part of the top off, exposing.
Supposedly, it wasn't supposed to go that far.
No, it wasn't. But there was a sticker or something, right? What do they call that? A pasty, Neil? Can I say that? It was
one
of those things that, I don't know. It looked like one of those things that you used to open up a pickle jar.
Right.
You know, those plastic, the grippers.
Yes, the grippers. Yeah.
So, wardrobe malfunction this day, 2004. There were fines and suspensions, Neil.
Yes.
Yes.
Wally Carbo saw to that.
We're moving on to birthdays now. Crosby, Stills, and or Nash. Which one is it here today? Is he the only... No, Stephen Stills, I think, is still living. Or is he? Have you had a Stephen Stills gone but not forgotten? I know David Crosby is no longer with us.
He's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I'd have to check.
The funny thing is that Crosby's mustache lives on. They've got that in an incubator somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. It's still growing and they're still trimming it. So that's Graham Nash, who started in the Hollies, which is one of my favorite bands from the 60s into the early 70s. You got to love the Hollies.
He's my brother.
Exactly. So that's Graham Nash. You can see him there. They're harmonizing.
Stephen Stills is still alive, according to what I'm seeing here.
Thank you. Actually, I did some work this morning on the Bob Almanac.
Do you love
Graham Nash is 84. Howard Bellamy, 80 today.
Like your body says you can.
They're still touring.
They are.
How much younger?
Been scheduled for the Medina this fall.
How much younger is David than Howard?
4 years, I believe. Okay. I think David is 75 or going to be 76 this year.
Okay. Howard Bellamy, 80 today. Everybody's favorite android.
The resumption of our present course at Warp 6 will place us in the Talib Beta system in 6 days, 13 hours, 47 minutes.
What? No seconds?
I have discovered, sir, a certain level of impatience when I calculate a lengthy time interval to the nearest second. However, if you wish.
No.
Well, yes, Data. Data from Star Trek The Next Generation. Brent Spiner is 77. He was also in Independence Day. He was kind of that the goofy scientist there at Area 51.
Oh, yeah.
Who was, he knew about the alien technology. They had to keep him hidden down in that bunker in a mountain. Brent Spiner, Data, don't call him Data, from Star Trek The Next Generation. He is 77.
Some people say, oh, you're a bounty hunter dog. I say, no, bruh, I'm the bounty hunter dog.
Neil, do you ever use the term bra? Did you ever have you ever told somebody, "Hey, bra"?
No, not in those terms.
The dog, the bounty hunter, does. Dwayne Dog Chapman, he's the dog. He's the original dog. The original dog to me is Junkyard Dog.
Yes.
JYD. Dog, the bounty hunter. He's 73. What about Christie Brinkley, the Uptown Girl?
Yes.
'72. And of course, she was the girl in the red Ferrari in Vacation. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. How could he say no? Christie Brinkley, 72, from The Nanny.
Good morning, Miss Babcock. Come in, make yourself comfortable.
I see you have.
You don't know. Between the boss and the kids, who's got time to dress? Mr. Sheffield, Miss Babcock's here!
Miss Fine, please. They've already freed Willie.
She was C.C. Babcock, kind of the foil of the nanny, or the nanny was her foil. Fran Drescher there. Lauren Lane. The actress is 65. Let's head to the Metrodome.
Fly ball, left field. Alex Cole coming in. Meters going out. Cole has it. Erickson has his no-hitter.
Scott Erickson. Boy, he had a magical 1991 season till he got injured. Then he got injured. Missed the chance to start the All-Star game, but then came back, contributed to the Twins' 91 World Series championship. And left fielder Alex Cole and shortstop Pat Mears, a couple of Twins legends.
Oh, sure.
They're almost messed it up. Although I think if they did collide and had it fallen, they might have called it an error.
Yeah.
Then a no-hitter. If it would have been a perfect game in that scenario, obviously that would have been horrible. But, a no-hitter for Scott Erickson, one of the no-hitters in the history of the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, he gave us some quality starts.
Yeah, we sure did. He is 58 today, and Shakira.
I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Don't you see, baby, see it's perfect.
I'm assuming that also, Neil, your hips don't lie.
No.
Well, that's what they say when you play basketball. The hips don't lie.
Right. Follow the hips.
Follow the hips. That's where they're going. Don't be doing this head and shoulders faking kind of stuff or the ball fake. Don't pay attention to that. The hips don't lie. Shakira here today. 49 for Shakira.
Oh, wow.
Wow is right.
Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. Where do we start? Let's start with Pro Football Hall of Famer, Papa Bear George Halas. A Chicago Bear legend and, long-time affiliation and coach with the NFL and the Bears.
Did our friends with Papa Bear Norton, that great group, did they did they get permission from the Halas family or the Chicago Bears to use that?
That would have to be researched, and they do spell them different.
Oh, well, there you go.
P-O-P-P-A.
That's probably, they probably had to do that. That is why.
I would think so. Yeah, right. And the real, some call him the real, Howard Johnson, entrepreneur, gave us the outstanding, are there any Howard Johnsons still left? There might be.
In the South.
Restaurant and motel chain, born on this day, 1897. Let's move ahead to our first audio of the day. The guy who wrote Deliverance, James Dickey, 1923.
And, of course, this scene, you got Captain Bogomil going up against the inbred kid.
Right. But it's a classic. We wouldn't have this without the book, I don't think.
Probably not, because we wouldn't have gotten the movie. Out of the deal.
James Dickey, some credit, 1923. Rock, a big band, jazz, Hall of Famer, Stan Getz, 1927.
But it's day when she walks to the sea.
The girl from Ipanema, Neil.
She looks straight ahead, not at he.
Tenor sax, ladies and gentlemen. Playing some yaz. He's playing some yaz sax is what he's doing.
10 years later, 1937, one of the Smothers brothers, it's Tommy Smothers, born on this day, 1937.
That's sad.
Because my mom liked my brother best, and she never liked me.
Right,
mom gave
it,
my...
This is not true.
Mom gave you... Mom liked you best.
No, she, all right.
Mom.
All right. Just be quiet 1 minute.
That was kind of his catchphrase.
Yeah. Mom liked you best. Dick there complaining that Tom was the preferential son.
Tommy's no, other son, way around.
Oh, is that the other way?
Tommy's
oh, yeah, you're
the
right.
One.
It was the other way around. Yeah. So 1937 for Tom Smothers. And one of our favorites. I certainly had her poster up in my dorm room. Farrah Fawcett was born on this day, 1947.
I'm not playing games, Miss Monroe.
Neither am I, Mr. Bartone. All I want is a little running money, like $50,000.
Let's waste her. Send her back to Escobar like we did the last one.
And lose your chance to find Escobar? Oh, I think Mr. Bartone is much too smart for that.
Boy, I tell you what, those Charlie Angels, they were so cool under pressure, and their hair never wavered. It was always perfect, especially Farrah's. Yeah. She always had that perfect feather. Didn't matter whether she had just been swimming or running after perps or shooting her pistol. Just didn't matter. That hair was perfectly feathered.
Yes.
Every time.
Lovely lady. Played Jill Monroe there on Charlie's Angels and other was in other programs and movies and shows, of course, and then died tragically very young at the age of 62 from cancer. Farrah Fawcett, 1947. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, here is your Bobathon, and it's brought to you by Logan Companies Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Ramsey. Toby Keith Whiskey Girl, Little Red Rodeo Colin Ray, or Crackers Barbara Mandrell.
Little Red, be good today, I think.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud.